greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, June the 7th, 2015. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community. Servant of and to the Rastafari community, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God that's in heaven, the kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace by uniting ourselves with the science of the universe so that we may bring the whole universe back into peace, back into the science of the Almighty Yahuwah Hayah, so that we may have the kingdom of God, the queendom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth. That was Malcolm McLaren, and the song is Double Dutch, in which he gave tribute to those wonderful female youth girls who in the 80s carried on that great tradition of the double dutch in the black community, which seems to go, we may have to try to research the origins of that, all the way from the 50s and the 60s and coming again in the 80s. I remember the girls in my elementary school doing the double dutch. Two jump ropes, swinging together two jump ropes. You couldn't just jump over one. You had to jump over two, and you had to be quick. You had to be able to jump in and jump in between the ropes as the two ropes went over your physical structure. And it looked like not too many boys could do that. All I saw was young girls and young women. And so that song kept coming in my mind as I've been listening to Maltini and the Mahotella Queens, those great South African artists and great South African music. And I said to myself, you know, that double dutch song sounds like a South African song. And so I hit it on my internet, and sure enough, the beat came from South Africa. That beat is a South African beat, and so I had to play it. And when you watch the video, all those young girls, those young women, oh, those are some tough sisters, and they look beautiful doing that double dutch. And so look, sisters and brothers, we are in Genesis 1 and 2, and we are going to take our time this month. I'm not going to rush. I'm going to be absolutely meticulous. We want to understand the universe. We want to understand ourselves. We must see ourselves as phase one, and ourselves as phase two, and ourselves as phase three, and ourselves as phase four in the universe. Phase one, we are empty, with the potential to be filled with that which will produce in the physical and visible flesh universe. So first, we are the empty womb with the potential to produce a physical reality, an idea, a thought into the physical universe. And then phase two, we must see ourselves as now ideas and thoughts, that which will make a difference in the physical, visible universe. We are now activated. The womb, the mind, the consciousness, the soul is filled with something that is now coming to birth. Maybe you can't quite make it out. Maybe all the parts of your idea are not worked out. But you know you have an idea that is born in your consciousness. An idea, a thought, something you want to manifest into the physical universe, into physical reality. You're in phase two. You're thinking of this idea. You're thinking of all the parts and facets that are going into this idea. And in this phase, you are moving with your energy. You're moving with your disposition. You're moving in love for this idea, which will become phase three and be born. And in phase three, as that idea is born And now in the physical universe, there's a phase four that takes that idea to the highest heights and transforms and purges that idea and lifts all of that which would be called the dross and the gross matter, all of the impurities. You work it out to the final details so that in the end, the last phase, that idea is totally and completely clean and purified and purged of anything that would destroy that idea. Well, that's what we're looking at in Genesis 1 and 2, where the Spirit, the Mother, Holy Spirit, is moving on those waters, moving on you and me. How is that possible? Because Jeremiah 1 and 5 again, before we were formed, the Almighty knew us. The Almighty perceived us. The Almighty made distinctions in our personality. The Almighty made discrimination. And this discrimination is not the evil kind. This discrimination means I can see your various different characteristics and talents and attributes. And so before we were formed, you can say before Big Bang, but I'm saying before we were in utero, all of what we would be was already known by Yahweh Hayah, already known before 76 trillion years ago, before we were in utero. Yahweh Hayah knew everything about us, and we knew the Almighty. We were alive. We knew we are part and parcel of the Almighty. This is why it says in the New Testament that Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Oh, man. You know, sisters and brothers, I am so in love. I'm so in love with Scripture. There's another Scripture, sisters and brothers, and we're taking our time. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad always said, I'm going to take my time. There's another New Testament Scripture that we had in church today. The pastor was preaching on it, making his points. I hit that word unequal. The word unequal in the Scripture that says, be ye not unequally yoked. Be ye not unequally yoked. For what does darkness have to do with light? And what does the believer have to do with the infidel, the unbeliever? And the word darkness and light means you've come through the darkness and you're born. So you have come through the whole process. Birth in darkness, and then birth out of darkness into the light. That's the birth process. Darkness is not evil. But if you remain in the darkness, that means we're unformed. That means we have not been formed and rendered complete. That means the birth process has been aborted. Oh, sisters and brothers, we are coming to understand the roots of all things. If we stay in the darkness, the womb, and do not come to full term, complete birth, that's like an abortion. We're incomplete, unformed. Our minds are not formed. Our soul, our consciousness is not formed. But when we come to complete term, when we are carried complete term, and when we are fully born, we are not to go back and be unformed again, because we have now been born into the light, and time and space has begun for us. And so that Scripture says, be ye not unequally yoked together with the unbeliever. The unbeliever is yet in darkness. The unbeliever has not been formed. The unbeliever is yet in the birth womb chamber, not formed, incomplete. And the unbeliever has not been fully born into the light. And so if you and I remain with them, we are unequally yoked, because we are not made of the same substance. That word unequally, yoke, unequal, has to do with not being the same, not being of the same substance. But Jesus said, it says of Jesus, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That means he is of the same substance as the Almighty. And that is you and me. We are equal. And that word equal doesn't mean we have the same power, but that word equal means we come from the same substance of the dark water, original matter, the Almighty Father, God of the universe. And we come from that same dark spirit, original energy, the Almighty Mother, Goddess, Holy Spirit of the universe. Oh, everything explains itself. And so, sisters and brothers, the Spirit now, Mother Holy Spirit, is moving on the waters, moving on the face of the waters, and she is brooding over us and soothing us and infusing us. This is before 13.7 billion years ago. This is when we were yet in utero, being absolutely formed as all of the part, parcel, and facets of the universe. And Mother Holy Spirit is cherishing us, loving us, vivifying us, infusing us with her energy, with her electricity. Now let me transform over into the science and see what we can learn over the whole of this month. This is the continuing of the series of the African science of born again through virgin birth and immaculate conception. This is our theme for 2015. And so we're in the month of June. And we're going to continue with parts and parts and parts until we're through with the month of June. Then we'll do July. And so now, I'm reading an article called The Inconstant Constants. Do the Inner Workings of Nature Change with Time? Written by John D. Barrow and John K. Webb. And they put forth an equation which is rendered by an individual named Sommerfeld. Let me see if I can see this man's name. His name is Sommerfeld. Yeah, Arnold Sommerfeld in 1916 gave us what I am going to call the alpha equation. The alpha equation is alpha equals E squared divided by 2 times E over 0 times H, the letter H, and times the letter C. This is an inversion of Einstein's equation of E equals MC squared. E is energy, spirit, energy, Mother Holy Spirit, energy, equals M, mass, matter, material, times C squared, and C is the speed of light, and we know the speed of light is the Christ, the scientific sun disk, and the speed of Christ, light, scientific sun disk is 186,284 miles per second. And so, if you take the whole of the physical, visible universe, which is rendered by the sun, times the sun, then you can equal all the energy in the physical, visible universe. But Arnold Sommerfeld takes this equation and inverts it, because Arnold Sommerfeld gives us the equation of the universe and ourselves in utero. This equation that we're going to go into for the next few sessions in the month of June is the equation that deals with so-called string theory before Big Bang, the equation that deals with the universe before utero. before utero. The circle with the dot in the middle, the circle, the zero empty, is the universe before utero, before mass, matter, material activated, before the seed of life, germ of life activated. This equation, Alpha is the whole of the universe. Christ is the Alpha, does it not say, and the Omega? The Alpha is the universe, you and me, the physical, visible universe as is. Nothing could be different in the universe. If anything had changed, you wouldn't have life as we have it. If one molecule, one cell had been changed to a different type of cell, you would not have this mass, matter, material, Alpha universe. So Alpha is the universe. Alpha is you. Alpha is me. Equals E squared. E is energy squared. Energy times the self of energy. Or dark spirit original energy squared. Divided by 2 times energy again over 0. This is so deep. The E over 0 is teaching us of the space empty, the universe, the womb empty, with the potential for energy. And when you divide anything by 0, you get infinity. So this potential energy is an infinite energy. Mother Holy Spirit is infinite, beyond finite. We are in the beyond finite reality. We are in the infinite reality. Time beyond time is eternal, infinite time. Water beyond water is infinite water. And so that H stands for mass, matter, material, the dark water, original matter, the infinite water, infinite matter. And then times C. C, once again, is the speed of light, which is the sun disk, the scientific Christ. C stands for Christ. Make no mistake about it. Christ is the light of the universe, because Christ is that sun disk. And the sun disk is the scientific Christ, and that's why Christ is the light of the universe, and you and I must line ourselves with this reality and become part and parcel of that light of the universe. So this equation, Alpha equals E squared divided by 2 times E over 0 times H times C. Now, I began to write definitions from this particular portion of this article. And the first of my definitions is electromagnetism. Now, you and I have been hearing these terms for years, but maybe we didn't go into these terms. Maybe we thought they were insignificant, electromagnetism. But I want to connect electromagnetism with Mother Holy Spirit, which is energy, 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 E, energy, spirit, energy, moving on the face of the waters and bring in the seraphim and the cherubim. And if we don't finish this session, we'll continue with the next session with this examination. Now, electromagnetism. Electromagnetism is magnetism developed by a current of electricity. We are dealing with Mother Holy Spirit when we talk of energy and electricity. Mother Holy Spirit, dark spirit, original energy, is the source of electricity, a fundamental physical force that is responsible for interactions between charged particles, which occur because of their charge and for the emission and absorption of photons, and photons is light. So this is telling us, when we put the science together with the religion, when we put the science together with the scriptures, we begin to see and know what is going on. We see that both of these begin to explain one another. We see that the scripture is explaining the science, and the science is explaining the scripture. So when Mother Holy Spirit is moving on the face of the waters, that is electromagnetism. Oh, sisters and brothers, to begin to understand this universe begins to cause us to understand ourselves, so that we may be able to clean ourselves of all corruption, defects, and faults, to qualify to be the leaders in the kingdom of God and the queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth. So Mother Holy Spirit, moving on the face of the waters, that is electromagnetism. That is Mother Holy Spirit putting her electricity in the mass matter material universe. That is Mother Holy Spirit charging every part and parcel and every facet of the mass matter material physical visible universe that is not born yet, that is in utero, that is in her womb, and she is charging us. Do you get the picture? Electromagnetism, magnetism developed by a current of electricity. Electricity is from energy, and energy is spirit, and spirit is energy. So Mother Holy Spirit moving on the face of the waters, a fundamental physical force that is responsible for interactions between charged particles. You and I are the particles. You and I are the waters. You and I are the face of the waters. The whole of the physical and visible universe are the face of the waters in utero. And Mother Holy Spirit is pumping her energy, pumping her electricity, causing there to be electric in the physical, in that which would be the physical universe that is yet in utero in her womb. We are being charged. We are the particles being charged with her electricity, being charged and absorbing and emitting light. In the womb is light. In the triple dark womb of life is light that will emerge. So you and I, as part and parcel of the members of the body of Christ, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses, we are a part of that sun disk. We are fire. We are water, original water, dark water, original matter. That's from the Almighty Father. We are original energy, dark spirit, original energy. And now we are in utero as the gods and the goddesses, the mass, matter, material, physical universe that will be born, that is in utero. And Mother Holy Spirit is charging us, infusing us with electricity, and we are emitting and absorbing light. That is the fire. That is the sun disk. That's why we all have fire within us. That's why we're able to burn fat. That's why we have a temperature. That's why we have heat. That's why we sweat water, because we are fire. And we are also air and gas. And air and gas are associated with Mother Holy Spirit. We are talking science. The moving of Mother Holy Spirit on the waters, the face of the waters, infusing ourselves with her energy and electricity. We are emitting and absorbing light as the photons, as the light, as the Christ, the scientific Christ, the sun disk that will be born 13.7 billion years ago, the Big Bang, but we are yet in utero in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit. This is electromagnetism being described in Genesis 1 and 2, where it says Mother Holy Spirit is moving on the face of the waters. Oh, it's wonderful to understand something of this universe, and then we can understand something of ourselves. Let's break and continue next session, and we say Jah love and Jah bless, for this is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari Selassie people.